Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's the Recruiting Animal back with you again for an hour packed with infotainment. You know, I got to tell you that people often come up to me and say, Animal, you really think you're something, don't you? You interview people. Anybody could do that. All you're doing is talking to somebody on the phone. So I say, you know, yeah, sure, you got it. You're right. You could do it too. But what I'm thinking is, this guy doesn't know anything at all. In fact, whenever I get on the phone, I just feel I have to shout. But I'll try to calm it down today. Anyway, listeners, let me tell you, the art of the interview is not so simple, and I'm going to tell you why right now. Most people never spell out what they think. You experience it when you talk to candidates as well. They don't spell out what they think, so they don't really know what they think. They hardly know what they do for their main occupation. Boy, I'm not articulate today, but I'll keep going. And when people, not candidates, but when interviewees get on a show like this, they want to do their thinking here on your time and my time. And regular listeners know that I've got a rule here. It's very simple. No thinking. The time to think is before you get on the show. And that makes sense, doesn't it? In fact, I like to interview people prior to the show. So when they get here, they're ready to tell me what's on their mind, you know, but they don't want to be interviewed for the show because they're all too busy. So I've come up with a theory of interviewing to counter the bad habits of these interviewees. And I'm going to introduce it to you now with a little bit of history beforehand. You know that Lenin was the leader of the Russian Revolution, and he had a slogan, smash the state. Now, what does that mean? It's very simple. When a radical party takes over the government, the civil servants are generally not on board. So when it comes to implementing new policies, they're not very cooperative. They drag their feet, and so really, if you want to get anything done, they sabotage as well. So if you want to get anything done, if you want to get things moving, you have to start up new ministries and staff them with your own people. Happens in business too. A new boss comes in, there's a big massacre of the existing people, and she brings in her own guys. You know, everybody's heard about it. So the same thing happens in these interviews. The interviewee is often very uncooperative, just like those civil servants. They want to do their thinking on the spot, or they repeat long, jargon-filled sales messages that put any normal person to sleep. So what is a really serious interviewer have to do about it? He's got to smash the statement. Get it? Smash the statement? When these guys start blabbing, he's got to say, hey, wait a second, you stop right there. When I ask you a question, you give me a simple yes or no. Or, you know, some interviewees are like politicians. They like to stay on message. You ask them one question, they answer another because they like that one better. And what you've got to do in a situation like that, you've got to smash the statement and say, hey, I didn't ask you that question. And when someone is too wordy, they think they're a professor, they're going to give a lecture, you got to finish his sentence for him. You butt in and you say, hey, buddy, let's move this right along. I can see where you're going. This is it, right? So I know you all see what I'm saying. I hope you get the picture. If you want to keep your interviews free from the mental foot draggers or the saboteurs who don't really care about the people listening to the show, you have to butt in and say, hey, come on, I've got an obligation to make this fun. So you better get on board or I'm going to cut your mic. You know why? Because I'm the Recruiting Animal, and this is the Recruiting Animal Show!
The werewolf is neither man nor wolf, but a satanic creature with the worst qualities of both. And do you expect me to believe that a man so afflicted actually becomes a wolf under the influence of the full moon? I'm afraid, sir, that I gave up my belief in goblins, witches, personal devils, and werewolves at the age of 6.
Welcome back. Now, today is the second appearance of the Animal Panel. We have a bunch of genius experts. They're going to answer any and all questions from me or from each other or from people who call in. They're just full of ideas. We've got old faces and new faces as well. One new member is Madam Sonia, the Anglo-American recruiting super vixen. She's a passionate woman with a passion for justice that makes her want to speak out at all times against anything she thinks is wrong. Welcome, Madam Sonia. I can't wait to hear your voice. Are you here?
I am. Hello.
Hi. Is this you?
It is. It is I.
You sound much more gentle than I expected, and
really?
You have no accent.
Rawr.
Okay. That Next, we've got Paul Alphabets. You're on hold now, Matt. On what?
I don't remember what it was. Harry, what was it?
Okay. Sonia, are you going?
Yeah. I'm so there.
Okay.
Best Buy?
Yeah. Hold on. Where can they find out information if they want?
They can go to either my blog, www.mnheadhunter.com, and scroll down about three posts.
mnheadhunter.com.
Correct.
Okay, just plain mnheadhunter.com. Okay,
correct.
And they can scroll down and find it. What's the other website?
RecruitingRoadshowEvent.com.
Correct.
Okay. How do you know that?
Because I am hot with the Google.
Okay. Okay, we're coming near the wrap-up. Both Dave Lefko and Joel Cheeseman in video and podcast of recent weeks have predicted a recession in the United States. You guys, any opinions?
Bullshit.
Yes.
Who says yes? Who says no? Dave says no. You're in Canada. Okay, who says yes? Who said yes?
Paul in Minneapolis.
Paul, when's it going to come?
I don't know if I would call it a recession, but it's certainly going to slow down to zero growth, if not negative growth. I think it happens in the next 16 months.
Harry?
Yeah, I would say so.
Mm-hmm. And how's that going to affect your business?
I don't know how it will affect... that's a tough one. I'll speed through this. I think that e-commerce is going to continue to grow, but I think as a recession or an economic slowdown impacts the rest of the recruiting industry, there are going to be a lot more people who flood into the e-commerce space looking for the demand that's already there. Does that make sense?
Sonia?
Yeah, that's an interesting take. Honestly, outside of the federal government arena, I, as far as trending staffing, I mean, we're busy, so I don't know.
Okay, so the economy doesn't affect you?
Sure it does. I mean, mm-hmm. The beginning of the fiscal year, money's plentiful for us, and we're busy. I don't know. I'm not intelligent enough to have the full sight to see anything beyond tomorrow at the moment.
Dave, why'd you say no?
I have two kids and I don't sleep.
Dave, why'd you say no?
I said no because I look at I said no because in the States there's 250,000 to 300,000 civil servants that are eligible to retire and will be retiring in the next year. That's a hell of a big gap to fill. Whether they come back on contract or not, it's a big gap to fill. There are a ton more people that are getting older in the U.S., and between 2001 and 2006, there were 1.1 million net new jobs added in America, and they were all added in healthcare, and that's going to continue. That's a Business Week article about 6 months ago. The really interesting thing for me is watching China and trying to figure out when China hits that, I hate the term, but I'm going to use it, hits that tipping point where they actually have their own middle class. We've got 138 million people now in the middle class, but it's not yet quite enough to sustain, China as an economy by itself. My big concern for America is that, they hit 150 to 200 million in the middle class over the next 2 or 3 years, and China stops exporting manufactured goods to America because they're selling them now to Chinese because they don't have anything. And, we have this big black hole. We don't manufacture anything here in Canada. We have this big black hole in the rest of the world called America where they don't manufacture anything anymore because you can't find any manufacturing people.
Yeah, so was that an answer to my question? I don't know.
So that creates demand.
Okay.
All those situations continue to create demand. The issue is, how do people change? I don't think there's going to be traditional, there aren't going to be as many traditional jobs in traditional areas like manufacturing as there has been typically when a recession, when we come out of a recession. I think they're going more into, the new age, quote-unquote, knowledge worker jobs, and that's going to continue to grow.
Okay.
And healthcare are knowledge worker jobs.
Okay. Nick Palmer, recession?
I actually am going to give a big here to that last statement. I agree.
Okay. Did I got all four of you, right?
I think so.
26 seconds remaining. We can actually go over time.
I need a name for my new book. I can't
call it. You need a name? What's it about? Tell them.
Well, it's the one I sent you, Executive Search for Dummies.
Okay.
But I don't want to. I don't want to send it out. I don't want to finish it as a complete book. I'm doing Recruiting for Dummies, but I want to do. I want to take that book that I gave you, and I want to. I want a name for it, the Little Black Book of Executive Search, or something like that. So
okay.
I'm looking for names.
Okay. Well. And they can tell people where they can, because I don't know if anyone will listen this far, but if they do and they want to get in touch with you, go to your blog, right?
Go to my blog.
Okay, but let's give the easy one. GM4JH.com. GM4JH.com. You can get in touch with Dave. Harry, any last words?
Nope.
Nick Palmer, any last words?
I'm getting new puppies.
Congratulations. Wow. Congratulations. Minnesota Headhunter, any last words?
East Coast bias sucks.
Yeah, okay, you'll be on again, don't worry. Madam Sonia?
I want a puppy.
Okay, well, you can talk to him off air. I was surprised by you most of all today. I thought you would be angry. I've never talked to you before, but your writing is very, very passionate. You're very laid back in person.
You know, I'm not an angry person.
Well, think about changing next time you come on the show. That's all I want to say.
Rawr.
Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.